AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they are working to meet the deadline to get Americans out of Afghanistan.
Since August 14th, we've evacuated at least 4,500 U.S. citizens, and likely more. More than 500 of those Americans were evacuated in just the last day alone.
Blinken says there are about 1,500 Americans who they've been in contact with about getting out. The deadline is Tuesday.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has been evacuated. Staff are operating from the Kabul airport. On her first day in office, the governor of New York reported 12,000 more deaths from the coronavirus in the state. Kathy Hochul says the public deserves a clear, honest picture of what's happening. The AP's Marie Villeneuve reports former Governor Andrew Cuomo had decided to only report the number of deaths at hospitals and nursing homes and only deaths with a confirmed laboratory diagnosis of the virus.
His administration refused to explain why it kept reporting only that figure when it was also ignoring death certificate data that it reports to the CDC, which shows that the figure of COVID deaths, the best estimate that we have, is much higher.
This change means New York is now in line with other states hit hard by the pandemic. Deanne Criswell, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, toured flood-devastated areas of Middle Tennessee to assess the damage from a weekend deluge that killed more than a dozen people. Senate Democrats are bringing their push for a new federal voting bill to the battleground state of Wisconsin. More records on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 39 points. This is AP News. The UN Health Agency says coronavirus cases are leveling off marginally.
In its weekly assessment of the pandemic, the WHO says the number of new coronavirus cases reported globally appears to be stabilizing at about 4.5 million infections after steadily rising for the past 2 months. The agency adds COVID-19 increased by about 20% and 8% in the Western Pacific and in the Americas, while rates of disease either remain the same or dropped in other regions. The assessment finds that there were about 68,000 new deaths reported globally, though, with Europe and the Americas registering increases of about 10%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A kite surfer in Florida died after a strong wind picked the man up off the ground, carrying him 400 feet and slammed him into the second floor of a house on Fort Lauderdale Beach. He hadn't even got into the water yet. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.